The same week that GCI turned 3G on in Bethel, attorneys served the company with a lawsuit. It alleges that GCI overpromised and underdelivered on its wireless, smartphone, and data plans. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
GCI spokesperson David Morris confirms the company activated 3G service in Bethel on Wednesday, April 30th at around 5 a.m. Morris says GCI customers in Bethel should now see data service on their phones.
You would have seen a dramatic increase in speed. 3G is generally data, faster emails and things like that. The texting doesn't change. The voice really doesn't change. Like I said, there may be a slight improvement, but the biggest improvement is on the data side.
3G is a system that delivers data somewhere between 10 and 20 times faster than the previous 2G network that was available in Bethel before, says Morris. GCI has been working on getting 3G service since it was awarded a federal grant from the FCC in late 2012. GCI was hoping to have service available by late 2013, but problems with towers delayed service until April 30th. The next phase of 3G rollout will be getting service to 9 villages surrounding Bethel.
This summer, we will deploy in additional villages around the Bethel area, and that will be 3G services. And right now, we've been notified that we're eligible to receive approximately $44 million grant to deploy 3G and 4G services in 48 additional rural communities over the next 2 or 3 years.
These improvements come after years of what customers say is unsatisfactory service, saying it's often unreliable or doesn't work at all. David Henderson, a Bethel attorney, filed a lawsuit against GCI on April 22nd.
They've failed to live up to what they've promised in their contracts, that is, reliable data plans and reliable cell service, and that's violated the unfair trade practices and laws in Alaska, and basically it's committed fraud.
The lawsuit on behalf of 4 plaintiffs seeks past damages and goes back 2 years. Henderson says GCI has been requiring people in Bethel to have data plans that work intermittently or not at all since they took over cell service in 2008.
All the people in this community have been paying for something that they have not been able to get, and GCI knows that. If someone calls up GCI and says, I'm not getting any data, my data plan doesn't work, they'll give them a credit. But people shouldn't have to call up and ask for a credit when GCI is charging for something they knowingly can't provide. And they're advertising to people that they can provide it. And they're not telling people when they sign up for it that they can't provide it. And that's the issue.
The lawsuit asks that a minimum of $500 be paid to each GCI cellular customer in the YK Delta region. Damages may be larger for smartphone customers, who Henderson says were forced to pay for data. The lawsuit also calls for damages for those with basic cell services on grounds that calls are repeatedly dropped. GCI has spent more than $50 million in federal grant money and about $150 million of their own capital to build the infrastructure for cellular and other telecommunications services for Bethel and 69 other rural Alaska communities. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.